Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Jeff, first, your thoughts on Tuesday. We're getting an MLS team.
It's going to be really exciting. Something that obviously St. Louis has tried three times and failed, and usually don't get another chance after three strikes. But, you know, Enterprise and Carolyn and Jim Cavanaugh came to the rescue again, and we're just really excited. I mean, everybody here is going to be – I mean, it's going to be crazy. The level of interest in the MLS is going to go up, you know, tenfold just because – you know, people in St. Louis like the MLS, but when you don't have a team, it's kind of hard to go out and root for it and do that kind of thing. So, you know, for us, it's a whole other revenue stream. Just, you know, now people are going to be coming in watching soccer at times when they normally wouldn't. So it's going to be fun, exciting, great for St. Louis. Great for St. Louis.
As a bar that caters to the soccer fan, and you know, you open up at 5 in the morning, welcome people in at 6 on weekends so they can watch English Premier Soccer or that type of thing. Talk about the enthusiasm that people have for this sport now that it didn't have maybe, you know, when the Stars were here and even when the Steamers were here.
Yeah, you know, with us, it's always been European soccer. I mean, you know, other than U.S. men's and women's national teams and World Cup and things, you know, for us, it's always Premier League. And I mean, it was apparent right away, the fervor for Premier League and the fact that we were opening a place that people could come watch soccer with the volume on live. And that just made all the difference in the world. So I think, you know, with the Premier League, it's just, I've never seen fans that are that into it. The bar, we don't advertise because our customers are constantly online, you know, oh man, they were open, it was great, you know, we had a great day. And with the, you know, with social media the way it is now, you see that kind of thing, and you know, you used to have to put an ad in the paper and you'd have to wait 12 days for the RFT to come out or whatever it was you put it in. Now it's instantaneous and people see that and they hear about it and they come from a long ways away to watch soccer here.
So why do you think that MLS is going to work in St. Louis?
Oh, I mean, the history of soccer here, just, you know, it's the big league. The Rams left, and those guys are looking for something else to do. Most soccer fans didn't like the Rams anyways. But, you know, that's going to be a sold-out stadium, and it's going to be in a part of downtown that there isn't anything at right now. You know, I always call that the exit ramp to nowhere. You know, it just dumps out, and you're like, where am I? Now you're going to be sitting there at a soccer stadium watching an MLS game. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Visiting with Jeff Lyle, he's the owner of Amsterdam Tavern. How did Amsterdam Tavern become the soccer mecca in St. Louis?
Well, we opened as I wasn't really the soccer guy. My two partners were, and I said, the soccer sounds great. What does that entail? And they said, you know, we got to open at like 6 a.m. on the weekends. And I was like, well, that's not me. I'll never be doing that. I'll take care of nights and happy hours. And then I started seeing numbers from the mornings, and I was like, what the hell's going on at 6 a.m.? I better get up there and see what's going on. And, I mean, the passion of the fans and the fact that, you know, here we were, a bar with nothing on the wall. You look around here now, and it's just wild with stuff. This is all given to us. Every single thing you see in here is given to us by customers. You know, that's just the way they are. They come in, they're like, wow, will you hang this scarf, or will you put this up? And, you know, we're kind of like, everybody here knows everybody. It's totally Cheers, except with, like, you know, 500 people, because all the same people come in and watch the soccer, and they don't care who's playing. You know, they know they can come in here and they can talk about it. You know, that's the big thing. You can go to a bar and talk. Everybody in there is ready to talk soccer. There's not really anywhere else that you can do that.
So. And as you kind of mentioned earlier, the MLS team here is going to take it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the St. Luligans, you know, the local support groups, you know, the American Outlaws, you know, even though they're for the U.S. teams, they're still, I mean, it's going to be nuts. The kids, you know, I have two little kids now, and I go to school and do, you know, parent stuff there. And when I went to school, nobody wore a soccer jersey. I grew up in Kansas City. You would never, ever, ever, ever see one at school. I go to my kid's school now, and in one day, I'll see 30 soccer kits on these kids, you know, from all over the world, too. I'm like, all right, wow, look at this, you know. And that's just, that wouldn't have been the case when I was in school. So, I mean, I think just the little kids and the families and the atmosphere, it's going to be really great. It's going to be so good.
You threw a little lingo in there. Soccer kits.
Right.
I guess there are some phrases that those who aren't big soccer fans are going to have to learn.
Right. Yeah, the kit is, that's a kind of what we would call like a uniform. So around here, if someone comes in with a full kit, we call them a full kit wanker. That's a good term. Yeah, I think, you know, they'll Americanize it. We're not going to call it football. We're going to call it soccer, you know, things like that. But I think they'll pick up on it pretty quick.
And you mentioned Kansas City. That was not a big soccer town. The Comets were there. They drew well like the Steamers did.
Yep.
But when they get an MLS team, and they started slowly, I was there when they were playing at Arrowhead as the Wiz. It yeah. started slowly. But, man, it's taken off up there. And while it's already big here, it just shows what can happen when you bring in the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, when I would go back to Kansas City, that's since that's where I grew up, you know, if I, after this all started, I'd be like, hey, I'd get a couple friends and say, why don't you get your kids? We'll go to the Kansas City game, you know, Sporting KC. And then you get them in there, you know, the new stadium. I mean, Arrowhead, it was a joke.
Yeah.
You got an 80,000-seat stadium, 8,000 people in it.
Yeah.
It looks empty. You put 8,000 people in a smaller stadium and you got something. But, you know, there it's 20, it's sold out every game. The Cauldron, you know, they're not used to seeing. They're like, are they standing up cheering the whole game? Are they going to sing those songs the whole game? I'm like, yeah, the whole game they're going to do that. And they're just like, wow. So the kids, you see their eyes light up. And where they might not have had an interest before, all of a sudden my buddies are like, oh, yeah, we're, you know, we're going to the Sporting game. Because it's, you know, they had such a good time when we went with you guys. And we were, you know, no one had really ever... We didn't get exposed to soccer like people in St. Louis did when we were kids. You know, you might have played it a little bit. And, of course, we did go see the Comets, you know, and the big rivalry with the Steamers. But, you know, other than that, it wasn't a big soccer hotbed. So,
and so look for St. Louis to have this, a similar experience except with a little more priming for
that. Right. I think everybody here is ready for it. They all know about it. Like I said, I go to the school and these kids are all wearing these kits. They're not wearing them just because they think they look cool. That's because they like those guys in the back of the jersey. So I think everyone here is going to just, it's going to be amazing. I know my kids are excited.
Jeff Lyle, owner of Amsterdam Tavern, thank you very much for taking time with me. And the announcement's Tuesday, coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.